always a pleasure to talk to East Jackson Superintendent Steve Doerr. Wish they were better circumstances, Steve, but welcome to the program. Give us a little snapshot of what's going on at East Jackson as far as your online situation, your online learning.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. All okay.
Okay, good. Thanks for having me on the show. This is, of course, very unusual circumstances for a school, but, we've launched our remote learning plan starting last Monday, the 13th. Sports staff and teachers, principals have just acted with exceptional courage. We're going into uncharted waters here based upon the COVID-19 circumstances. And, one of the things that we've been running continuously with pretty much no planning or preparation is our food service program. We're serving hot lunch 5 days a week in 5 neighborhoods, and we even have individual deliveries for families by request. I'm not sure if I answered your question.
And Steve, one of the few pluses here that we have found is how the community comes together, and you mentioned doing the meals that has brought a lot of your community together.
Oh, absolutely! We've had a huge outpouring of supports from local churches and food banks that have connected with us. I think they're struggling because they don't want to have. They don't want to have lines of people like normal at their food pantry or personal care ministries. We've had 4 churches have just gone above and beyond. The Jackson First United Methodist Church, Harmony Baptist, Grace Church, and Jackson Naz have all provided donations of personal care items, extra food for families. When we do food service, it's only for children 18 or under. That allows us to give some soap, some shampoo. We even had some toilet paper, some various things like diapers, baby wipes for families that we know are struggling. We were able to get and deliver those to our food service sites above and beyond, serving hot lunch and breakfast at each of these sites. So it's been very good. There's a lot of good news stories coming out here from people that are stepping up and helping out those in need.
Yeah, your support staff has been huge, haven't they, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. The food service workers, early on when we found the closures were going to happen in the middle of March, I think most everyone was kind of horrified that, most of the food pantry, not only would we not be feeding a lot of kids in need, we have a high percentage of kids that are on free and reduced lunch. I think early on, the health department didn't want us to close schools in Jackson County on the front end of this because they didn't want a child nutrition issue on top of, what they knew was coming our way. And here, our food service workers found out that, the food pantries were probably going to close. Most of them are run out of church basements, by folks that would be at high risk. So They stepped up, chins held high. They've been working hard to make sure that all throughout the district we're doing everything we can to meet those needs for kids. And then the other support staff, our custodial maintenance crew, went through and wiped down every single piece of furniture in every one of our buildings and then went back and did a disinfecting fogging spray. And we shut down our buildings and made sure that they stayed safe when teachers had to re-enter to get supplies so that we could do this remote learning plan that we had launched.
Yeah, talk about the remote learning. How's that working? How are the kids handling it? And how's your staff handling that?
It's to be honest with you, it's very difficult. I think it takes a lot of courage for a teacher to relearn things, right? Especially when I went to college, there was no class in, hey, we're going to have a global pandemic and you're going to have to teach remotely from students. So there's a lot of collaboration with the teaching staff at the different levels. The K-2 teachers knew that we had to literally deliver crayons and colored pencils and sheets to kids. So we have that as a part of the plan, but we're lucky at East Jackson to have lots of devices. So we actually did a device deployment. Before that, we did a survey of who had what needs and then followed up with one-to-one interviews with the secretaries following up on that information to make sure we were covering all the gaps. So we have that going on at the K-2 level to connect with them, but the iPads, little snapshots, little real-time videos, and what's called asynchronous videos, where a teacher leaves a video and then the child has a chance to respond within the next couple of days and then share their sheets of what they did and talk about them. So that's kind of what we're trying to do at the K-2 level. Third grade on up to 12th grade, we have a bit more opportunity to have more interaction online. So that's kind of our primary focus there. We launched and deployed Chromebooks for families that needed it. We did that actually starting the week of April 6th. We got on that pretty quick. And I think more importantly than the technology, kids definitely need much more than a device. What they need is they need a human connection. They need those teachers are want to reach out and hug their kids because that's how they are. We have a really good caring staff. They want to do that, but here we are at least 6 feet distance or online, and here we are doing an interview, and I'm not even in the studio right now. So we're all kind of adapting to this, and then kids still crave that human connection. They still need that. The teachers recognized that early on. There were some grade level teachers at the elementary. They had a wonderful idea of giving an Easter basket because we were launching and delivering our first packets in the early grades the day after Easter. So they wanted to organize Easter baskets for every kid. And then that idea grew, and then eventually every child in our elementary school got an Easter basket delivered on Monday the 13th. We had a huge outpouring of appreciation on our Facebook page of families that were just tickled pink about that.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we know, mm-hmm. Steve, teachers are much more than teachers, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I think early on, the principals, I forgot to give them kudos as well. The principals, we started circling the wagons knowing that this was coming and pending. And that week of spring break, none of us had really done Zoom meetings. Probably most of us hadn't heard of Zoom before. We probably did a half a dozen to a dozen Zoom meetings during that week. The principal team showed up. They did a lot of critical planning. They did lots of discussions with the teachers just to make sure that everyone was in the right spot. The parapros have now been mobilized as well to provide instructional supports. And we rely upon them very much to make sure that kids are connected when they're in the classroom and to offer those extra instructional supports. They're doing the same thing by doing a lot of deliveries. They're filling a lot of the gaps that the teachers just can't. It's hard enough to teach, a herd of kids in a classroom. Teaching kids when we're in this remote learning environment offers a lot more challenges as well. So every part of our staff is mobilized and every part of our agency trying to make sure that we're doing our best to serve the education and nutritional needs. And we kind of have a theme here at East Jackson. Early on, we just started talking about we're going to do our best to serve our community with clean hands and warm hearts.
Steve Dora with us from EJ. Steve, any idea what September is going to look like?
I think it's a little too early to answer that question. And I'm the type of person that always plans for the worst and hope for the best. I like to think that we're still going to have a large outpouring of support and community togetherness. I think more in the short term, we're in the background trying to figure out how do we deal with the more immediate things of, say, prom and seeing our seniors off with an appropriate commencement ceremony, if that's possible. We're hoping to make adjustments and plans. We already have advisors and some people in the background playing what if, trying to get a few different brainstormed ideas of what if we get the okay to come back at this time versus all the way in August or the fall. So we're taking that one step at a time, and I don't know what September looks like, Mike. Magic 8-Ball's no better than anybody else's at this point.
East Jackson Superintendent Steve Doerr. Steve, thanks so much for the visit. Good chatting with you, and keep in touch.
Greg, thank you very much for having me on. Stay safe. Be well.